This goes to Justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E, Luttrell, L-U-T-T-R-E-L-L-P-A-C. Fax 989-352-8451 regarding Jane Hunt, H-U-N-T, date of birth 7/31 of 1953. Dear Ms. Luttrell, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Hunt with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, right renal artery stent, diabetic nephropathy, and recently elevated phosphorus levels. The patient reports that she's been under severe stress because her husband had a stroke and required hospitalization and rehab in Grand Rapids. So she was traveling to Grand Rapids every day and eating out, eating lots of fast food and hospital cafeteria food. So she wasn't careful about her diet, and the stress also seemed to affect her creatinine levels. She also had nausea with eating, and she's recently started Carafate 1 gram twice a day with the two largest meals of the day. The other new medication is Crestor 20 milligram daily. Trulicity was stopped because of the nausea, and other medications are unchanged from previous visit. I also want to highlight Farxiga is 5 milligram once a day. She denies chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Physical exam, weight is 133.6, pulse 71, and blood pressure 137 over 76. In labs, most recent lab studies were done February 21st of 2024. Creatinine was higher than previous levels, 1.96. The patient believes that is secondary to the stress and the dietary changes that occurred when her husband was hospitalized with his stroke. Estimated GFR is 27. Calcium, 8.7. Albumin is 4.1. Hemoglobin, 12.4. White count, normal. Platelets, 134,000. Slightly lower. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus was high at 6.2. Assessment and plan. Stage 4 chronic kidney disease with worsening renal function in February. The patient is supposed to have monthly lab studies done, but she did miss January, so we will have her get them done this month. And hopefully the levels will be better since the husband is now home and she's following her diet carefully. Elevated phosphorus levels, secondary to worsening of renal function. We've sent her information on low phosphorus diet and foods to avoid that are high in phosphorus content. 3, diabetic nephropathy. And 4, right renal artery stent. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 months also. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.